Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Wednesday, the 29th of May. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. You're involved in any kind of an accident, slip and fall, hit and run motorcycle, you go where they're going to get you the compensation you deserve. Treat you like family at the same time. Title sponsor of everything Zaslow Show 2.0, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. I told you guys, I felt great about the Panthers last night. Are we going to wake up Wednesday morning with the series tied at 2 games apiece? The answer, yes. We're going to wake up Thursday morning with the series tied 2 games apiece as well. So great to have you guys aboard here, spending your time with us. And of course, good opportunity to remind everybody, even though there's no Panther hockey tonight, Bet Online, your number one source for all your NBA action, all your NHL action, the rest of these seasons, every stat, every matchup, live odds when the games are being played. When the game's over, you head on over to Bet Online's online casino. You get in on a game of blackjack, poker, slot games. Head on over to the website today. Get in on the action. Don't forget, use promo code BELIEVE. That's B-L-E-A-V for your 50% welcome bonus. Bet Online. The game starts here. So, obviously, we will celebrate the Panthers' win last night. Brand new series. Tying it up at 2 games apiece. Game 5 tomorrow night at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. So, we're super pumped about that. We'll do some NBA, but let's start, okay? So, yesterday, here's actually what I did yesterday. Tonight, I'm making my debut at, is it called Chase Field now? Chase Stadium? Whatever the fuck. I'm making my debut to see Inter Miami tonight. Inter Miami, Atlanta United, Messi, Busquets, Luis Suarez, they're all in. They're back in the lineup. They missed the game. Win over the weekend at Vancouver. I'm going tonight. I'm taking my younger son, Jordan. He's been asking to go. Zaslow, you haven't been to an Inter Miami game yet? I thought you were an inaugural season ticket holder. Yes, I am an inaugural season ticket holder. But these tickets are, they're not cheap. I got to make that money back. And so, yeah, I've been making a lot of money on selling the tickets. It's wonderful. I mean, capitalism. So anyway, I've been selling all the tickets, and I told my son weeks in advance, like, this is, he's been asking, Dad, how do you have tickets for Inter Miami, and we never go? Which is true, all right? So, we haven't even gone to see Messi live yet. We have not seen Messi live yet. So I told him, all right, because I like selling the weekend games to make more money. Wednesday night, Atlanta, let's go. May 29th, this is the game we'll go to. Obviously, as long as the Panthers aren't playing, and it turned out they're not. So, all right, so I told him yesterday, I said, listen, tomorrow meaning tonight, we're gonna go to Inter Miami. So yes, that's awesome. Okay, good. And then I said, but would you rather go to Inter Miami or would you rather go to the Panther game tonight? Meaning last night, game four. I'm gonna go to the Panther game. So I said, okay. Now, mind you, this is like 4 p.m., 4:30 p.m. yesterday. So I said, all right, here's the plan. I'm going to put these tickets up for sale. If I get the price that I'm asking, he goes, you're going to use that money to pay for Panther tickets? Yes. What a smart boy. Look at that big brain on you. So, yes. And I told him, I said, look, I only got like a 2.5 hour window here. All right. So, and Panther tickets, oh my God, just to get in the door, $250, sit all the way up top. But by the way, I'm fine with that for Panther playoff games. I'll sit up top. So that was the plan. It didn't come through. No one snatched up the tickets last night. So I pulled the look, the tickets could sell easily. Like if I put them back up there today, they'll sell in 10 minutes. So I pulled the tickets. We're going to go to the game tonight. But I will tell you, for those of you guys who, and I kept checking the tickets for the Panthers, seeing if the prices drop, seeing if the prices drop. I will tell you, and I don't know if it's going to work for game six, which we now know is necessary. I don't know if it would work for potentially Stanley Cup final home games, but prices did drop. I'm the ticket ninja. Okay, you guys know that. Here's what I would do if I were you. If you want to go to game six, which we now know is necessary, even if you don't have the tickets yet, go to the game, you do your parking, and this way, you're at the game on time right before the game starts. I would say, you know, 8 o'clock game, 7:25, 7:30-ish, you'll see, like last night, what was a $250 ticket to get in the building, SeatGeek, what was a $250 ticket to get in the building was down to, went as low as $120, all right? So that's what I would advise you guys, because tickets, oh my God, it's so expensive. The only way I was going to pay that was if I, you know, essentially, I got your Inter Miami tickets if you got my Florida Panther tickets, you know? And this is what I would advise, all right? Go to the game, park, so that you're there, so you can buy the tickets, rather than, you know, like what I was going to have to do last night, which made it dicey. I was going to buy the tickets at 7:40 and then haul ass over to the arena. I'd have probably made it in time. I live 15 minutes from the building and not far, but I don't advise doing that. I would go to the arena, park, monitor the tickets, pull the trigger as late as you possibly can. That's the move. Because like I said, $250 was the cheapest ticket for days leading up to it. But right before the game was starting, I saw a pair drop down to $120. So that's just some advice from the Ticket Ninja if you're into that. So I'm making my debut tonight at Inter Miami. But man, the game's about to start. Like I'm watching the clock all day yesterday. I'm sure you guys are as well. I'm just watching the clock all day, ticking down, counting down the minutes, the hours, until we could get to this game. Let's do it already. And you know what? I felt good about it all day. I did. I felt great about the Panthers all day. We've played so well this series. And then that's how hockey is. Like, and soccer's like that too. That's how hockey could be. It could be really cruel where you can outplay the other team and just one bounce or one deflection, one goal, overtime. You know, you get to overtime. It doesn't matter how you played the whole game. It takes one bounce, one shot, one deflection, one mistake, and all of a sudden, two straight games, the Panthers lose in overtime after having won 11 in a row in overtime since, what are we talking, 2016, I think? So, and seven in the last 2 years. Now, though, they, you know, they win last night, so that's an eighth overtime victory, but they lost, you know, games two and three in overtime. It ended that streak. All right, whatever. So, game's about to start. Call my son and Jordan. Let's go. Comes walking in here. I go, Jordan, you know what I'm going to say. You know what I'm going to say. I go, buddy, this is serious room. He goes, I know, Dad. And he goes and he puts his phone away and he comes and says, I go, this is serious room. I know. I'm ready. And we got the game faces on. So last night, you know what I'm going to want to do? I'll probably do this before the game on Thursday night. And by the way, last night I was rooting hard for the Timberwolves. Why was I rooting hard for the Timberwolves? Well, tomorrow night, I'm on ESPN Radio tomorrow night with top girl, Amber Wilson, and her show's 7 to 10. So I'm going to be on for most of the Panther game, unless the Wolves force a game 5. If the Wolves force a game 5, the game is on ESPN Radio. Me and Amber are only on then. Instead of from 7 to 10, we're on just for an hour. From 7 to 8. I mean, I'll roll out of bed into an hour. We're on just an hour from 7 to 8 if the Wolves force a game 5. So I'm rooting hard for the Wolves last night. The Wolves win. We got game 5 tomorrow. So I'm on with Amber. Love that. And we're done at 8 p.m. because NBA on ESPN Radio is coming up. But I got to run downstairs and get back to the serious room, devoting my full attention to game 5. Panthers and Raiders. That worked out well last night. I was rooting hard for the Timberwolves. So anyway, back to what I was saying. Very serious room. My son and I were ready to go. All right. And I felt great. Felt great all day about the game because we've been playing so well. And then the first period rolls around and I liked how we looked like the first 5 minutes. And then the Rangers get the first goal of the game. Vincent Trocheck, I fucking hate Vincent Trocheck now. And although I have not liked him for a couple of years. And so they go up 1-0. And by the way, there's a lot of Ranger fans at the game. I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. You know, like I saw people posted, oh, you know, how are we takes away the home ice advantage. You got thousands of, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 Ranger fans there. Who gives a fuck? The Panthers won game one. There were 18,000 Ranger fans. Who cares? Obviously, there was always going to be a lot of Ranger fans down here. And you know what? I just told you how expensive these tickets are. Imagine how expensive they are in the lower level. I'm sorry. I can't blame the Panther fan. And it's not like Panther fans are saying, hey, any Ranger fans, you want to buy my tickets? Okay, here you go. No, Panther fans, they're posting the tickets online, SeatGeek, StubHub, whatever. They're posting them for a lot of money. Tickets are so expensive. And someone scoops them up. Obviously, Ranger fans, and it's going to pay for their entire postseason. I'm sorry. I can't blame the Panther fan for selling a game or two this round. By selling game 3 or game 4 this round, it pays for the last couple rounds if you're a Panther season ticket holder. I really can't fault the Panther fan. I really can't. And it's not a big deal, all right? Wow, there's a few Ranger fans at the game. Who gives a shit? And by the way, I saw this one video where you got a Ranger fan. I really wonder what happened here. If you know what happened, hit me up at Zaslow Show on Twitter. You can always hit me up. My DMs are open, but only for the hoochies, all right? If you're a guy who has a story, tell me. Just send me a public reply on Twitter. The DMs are only for the honeys. So anyway, I saw this video where you have a Ranger fan and his son are being kicked out of the game. It's in the lower level. And it's not just security that's kicking out. It's a fucking K-9 unit, you know? The guy's got, like, SWAT gear and shit. And, you know, make him get up. Crowds are, you know, they're taunting him as he's leaving. It's a guy who looks probably around my age. And his son, who, you know, probably early teen years. And they're wearing their Ranger gear and they're kicked out. The guy's somewhat arguing with the K-9 unit officer. And they leave. I wonder what the hell happened. Because, in general, I hate watching games, big games, playoff games. I don't want to watch any games with other people, but playoff games, I don't want to watch with people who are rooting for the other team. That's not an enjoyable experience for me. You know, like at the Heat-Knicks game last year, I went with my family. We went to game 3, I think it was, and there are Knicks fans around us. Of course, there are Knicks fans around us. But there's also Heat fans, Knicks fans are mixing it up in a fun way for the most part. Taunting back and forth, trash. Like, a lot of people like that. That's a fun part of the experience is trash talking back and forth. I don't see it that way. It's not fun for me. I have no interest in trash talking during the game. I have no interest in interacting whatsoever with anyone who has anything to do with the other team. You are not my friend. I don't even know you. You are not my friend. And the thing that you want to happen, what you want, is going to make me very upset. So I don't want to have anything to do with you. So I don't understand these people, like in this case, this Ranger fan and his son. Very embarrassing. Very embarrassing if you're the father. What did they do to get kicked out? Because obviously, if you're going to a road game for your team, now I would do that. That'd be a hell of a lot of fun. I would love to go to a game, see the Panthers play on the road. That'd be amazing. But at least I'm going into that atmosphere. I know, all right, everyone around me is going to be rooting for the other team. So I'm on best behavior. No one is going to take my side. If something happens here, if even if the other people are wrong, any kind of reaction I give, anything I do, I'm going to get blamed. Because the police are not going to come and kick out all the other people. They're going to kick. I'm the one who's creating a disturbance because I'm wearing the colors of the other team. It's so easy to just get rid of me. The way that they don't get rid of me is if I literally don't do anything. I'm just there to watch the game. That's it. I don't want to interact with anyone else. And especially, obviously, you're going to wear your team colors. You're going to wear the jerseys. Sit there. Shut the fuck up. And if your team scores, then you stand up, you cheer, whatever. But don't even taunt the other people when your team scores. You cheer, you sit down, and guess what? There's no need to react to what somebody else is going to say to you. Because yes, Panther fans are probably going to be mad when you stand up and you're cheering for the goal. Okay, sit back down, shut the fuck up. Because there's, what's the point in going back and forth? You're in hostile enemy territory. You have to know that anytime you cheer, they are not going to be happy. If you choose to enter hostile enemy territory, you have to kind of understand, yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to eat a little bit of shit. People are going to say things, and I'm just going to have to take it. And by the way, it's not like Panther fans. It's not exactly a nasty crowd. It's a really good environment at Panther games. Very family-oriented environment. It's not a Dolphin game. It's not like football. And so, if you're a Ranger fan there, and you're there with your son, people are likely going to leave you alone for the most part. I got to figure it. So again, I saw this video, Ranger fan being checked out, canine unit, escorted out, canine unit. Guy was mad. Everyone's cheering when he's leaving. Just sit, mind your fucking business and cheer for your team. I don't get it. And I'm sure he paid so much money. Maybe that was in the first period. Who knows? Missed the whole game. Paid so much money. Flushed down the toilet. And the son, this teenager, this poor kid, that's very embarrassing. Very shameful behavior. Anyway, so after Trocheck scores and it's 1-0, you know what? Here, let me do this first. All right, so man, we are flying here in the show. I got to make sure I get everything done. I need to get done. All right, you guys know, look, there's only, what are we talking, 3 more days left, right? In this month of May, which means the Memorial Day sales event at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, it's almost over. You want to take advantage of these incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle they have on their lot at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Right now, let me give you a couple options. What about this? You can lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Limited for just $199 a month for 36 months with $59.95 due at signing with approved credit. Plus, you get 3 years maintenance included. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com for full details. So many deals going on right now. An extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory. Used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. That's right. When you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you are sure to find your next vehicle. NFLSubaru.com. Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event going on the rest of this month. That's only 3 more days, including today, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. And also reminds me, Panthers, late in the late in the third period, and then, of course, after game, My man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, huge Panther fan. You got to make sure you're following Sheets and Giggles at Sheets Giggles, because when the Panthers win, he'll put a flash code on Twitter and where you can get a great deal at SheetsGiggles.com, getting all your bed sheets, the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. You're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. You're going to get the best sleep of your life sleeping on their sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, pillows. Follow at Sheets Giggles. because my man Colin's putting out promo codes. They're usually flash sales after one of our team wins, and then you could take advantage. You get the great deals. But if this is your first time getting your sheets from Sheets and Giggles, go to SheetsGiggles.com. Use promo code ZASLOW, ZASLOW, 20% off your first order. That's right. Promo code ZASLOW at SheetsGiggles.com. 20% off your first order. SheetsGiggles.com. So, I felt good about the way the Panthers played the first period for the first 5 minutes. Trocheck then scores, and we did not look good the rest of the way. Now, it's not like the way we looked against Boston in Game 5 when we were sleepwalking through the first period. At home again, what is it? See, this is another thing why you should feel good moving forward. The Panthers, they had lost at this point two in a row before yesterday and three out of four at home this postseason. And our two worst periods of the postseason were period one, game five against Boston, lost the game, and period one, game four against New York. We were down 1-0, all right, and had to win it in overtime. The Panthers have been, and when it comes to special teams as well, the Panthers have been much better on the road this postseason. Overall, record-wise, I think we are we 5-3 at home? Let's see. Panthers are 10. They're 10-5 this postseason. I think, yeah, we're 5-3 at home, 5-2 on the road. 5-2 road record's fantastic. We've been so much better on the road. So, look, we may have to win 2 out of 3 here if the series is going to go 7 on the road. I think you should feel okay about that. Anyway, did not like how we played the first period. We were lucky to get out of it just down 1-0. The Rangers, they were flying, and it was the complete opposite of how we've looked most of the series. And then the bad thoughts start to creep into your head. Finally, in the second period, we come out the second period, completely different team. And at this point, it's still 1-0 New York, but now we're starting to look like the Panthers. And I love the in-game interviews that the coaches do, where the coach, it's so much more pleasant, so much more insightful than the NBA in-game interviews. And that's not just Paul Maurice, even Peter Laviolette. But Paul Maurice is an incredible soundbite. And I loved him telling Emily Kaplan, yeah, we were very tight. We were holding our sticks a little too tight. Very tight in the first period. Love how we're playing now in the second period. We've calmed down. Like, okay, because I did not like the way we played in the first period either. That makes sense. They did. They looked tight out there in the first period, which is not the way that they play. That's not normally their mentality. But this Igor Shesterkin, he's a fucking wall. We can't get anything by this guy. So you know what you got to do? You got to get those dirty. You got to get those greasy goals. First goal of the game to tie it. Sam Bennett, third goal of the postseason. Third goal of the series. Not of the postseason. Third goal of the series, Sam Bennett. Thank God he came back at the end of the series against Boston. And you notice yesterday, back centering the second line with Evan Rodriguez. What a good game too. And Matthew Tkachuk. Sam Bennett gets a greasy goal, ties the game at 1. At that point, it was so apparent. The only way we're getting anything past Shesterkin, it has to be a greasy goal. Nothing cute, nothing pure. It's going to have to be grimy and greasy. So 1-1, and then not too long later, Carter Verhaeghe, he gives, that's my dog right there. Carter Verhaeghe, he scores his second goal of the series? Yes, his second goal of the series, Carter Verhaeghe. Panthers go up 2-1. He's got to slap it out of midair off the shoulder of one of the Ranger players. Again, another greasy goal. Panthers go up 2-1. Building's on fire. We go to the third. Now we're feeling great. All right. And if it were not for Shesterkin, I mean, Barkov, how many chances is Barkov going to have? Kalaposo had an incredible chance in the third period. Shesterkin kept this game from, instead of a 2-1 Panthers after 2, it could have been 5-1 Panthers after 2. Then we go to the third period, which the Panthers have dominated this series. Sam Reinhart, they tie the game at 2. I'm jumping ahead of myself. They tie the game at 2 with, what are we talking, like midway through the period? A little more than midway through the period. What a disaster. I need a third consecutive overtime, like I need a fucking root canal, all right? We end up going to overtime, despite great chances from the Panthers. So, right at the start of overtime. And it felt like the officials were letting some stuff slide. I know the Ranger fan, it's nonstop complaining about the penalties. It seemed like they were only going to call something if dude was bleeding. Well, we get to early overtime. They I don't even remember what the call was, but it seemed pretty obvious. So it was Blake Wheeler. He goes to the box, and just a minute 15, I think it was, into overtime, finally, it didn't need to be a greasy goal. Instead, it was a beautiful goal.
Power play tonight. Down low. Score! Sam Reinhart! A power play goal! Wins it for Florida!
Oh, man, we were so happy in the Sirius room. Zaslow Mansion family room. Sirius room, everybody knows that. Oh, we're jumping around, me and my two boys. Lots of big hugs. I'm just hugging my younger son, Jordan, for like 10 seconds straight. We're so happy. It's my favorite thing is the way this team makes the Zaslow boys feel together at the same time when they win these games. It is the best. And now, series tied 2-2. Beautiful goal. Tic-tac-toe. Reinhart gets the winner. His third goal of the series. Building's going crazy. And now we could breathe again. Because now, your favorite little hockey team is a best of three against the Rangers while we've been dominating through four games. You should feel very good about the Panthers moving forward. I always felt great about the game yesterday, except for that first period. Felt great going in, and once, you know, certainly the way we came out in the second period, we're peppering Shesterkin. And he's amazing. Like, he is impossible. The way I feel about Shesterkin right now is how I felt about Nikola Jokic against the Heat in the finals last year. He's impossible. What are we even supposed to do with this guy? But we're peppering him, and we're peppering him. And it's like, yeah, just trust the process here. I kept saying to my son, we're going to get it. We're going to get it. This is late in the third period, and certainly at the start of overtime. But the whole game is in their zone. If we're in their zone the whole time, it's all going to be okay. But Shesterkin, unbelievable. Now, I felt great throughout the game. Nervous, of course. And there were times where it was really frustrating because Shesterkin is impossible. But we're so much better than them. Hockey can be cruel. That's why we lost two games in overtime. We are so much better than them. And I don't even want to talk about their guys like Zibanejad doesn't have a point this series. Panarin doesn't have a goal. Chris Kreider doesn't have a goal. So I guess the Ranger fan could feel like, okay, we're tied at two apiece and our guys haven't even got going yet. But I'm obviously going to take the attitude of, yeah, you're tied at two apiece. Your guys haven't gotten going and they're not going to get going. You're lucky to be tied two apiece. There's a reason why they haven't gotten going. And it's the Panthers are playing their game pretty much wall to wall. So now I still feel great about this series in a best of three, especially because the Panthers have been better on the road. Their special teams have been better on the road. I feel we obviously dominated game one, dominated game two, and unfortunately lost that one in overtime. So let's go. Let's go to the Garden. And I'll tell you, well, yesterday was obviously a must-win for the Panthers. Make no mistake about it. Game 5 tomorrow is a must-win for the Rangers. The Rangers, with the Panthers having dominated this series. If the Panthers go up 3-2 with the next game in Sunrise, this series is over for the Rangers. The Rangers cannot fall down 3-2 when they have been getting dominated in this series. Tomorrow is a must-win for New York. I mean, if the Panthers lose, they're facing elimination, and obviously, super nervous. We're in the big-time pressure cooker in Game 6. But no matter what going into Game 6, if the Panthers are leading the series, if the Panthers are down in the series, I'm still going to feel like the Panthers are going to win this series. Because at this point, there is no reason to believe that these games are not going to continue to be played on the Panthers' terms. We've seen enough. We've been through four games here. At times, the Rangers have played better, like first period yesterday. But overall, this series has been played on the Panthers' terms. There is nothing like the Stanley Cup playoffs. I've told you guys this for years, all right? when I was on terrestrial radio on 790 The Ticket. If you're not into the Stanley Cup playoffs, if you're not watching this, if you're a fan of competition, how could you not be dialed in? And then, there is nothing better. See, I didn't even know this, all right, when I've been preaching this to you guys, you know, 4, 5, 6 years ago. There is nothing better than when your team is in it. Because I've been telling you guys this for years, and I only got to experience it when I was 15 years old, back in 1996. So I'm in the same boat as you guys now. I've known how great the Stanley Cup playoffs are, but now we're experiencing it together, how it is when your team is in it. There is nothing like it. It is the best. You know what else the best, guys? Making sure you're covered with your insurance at your home. That's right. You got to make sure that, God forbid, something happens to your home, that you got the best insurance. Your home is covered. You're not going to have to come out of pocket. You're not going to lay awake at night sleep. You can't sleep because you're worried, God forbid, something happens. And that's why I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. Why do I keep sticking with Brunt Insurance? Because I know I have the most comprehensive and affordable coverage out there. Call 954-589-2204 or go to BruntInsurance.com. Let's see if you can get a better rate than you have right now. You may say, Zaslo, I like my homeowner's insurance coverage. Call Brunt Insurance, 954-589-2204. Just get a rate. It's not going to cost you anything. And you're going to see, not only is it going to be cheaper than what you're currently paying, but the coverage is going to be even better. And it doesn't matter where you're calling from, because Brunt Insurance has offices all throughout the state, from Pensacola all the way down to the Keys. The team at Brunt Insurance, they have the expertise and experience. They know your area. They're going to find you the best coverage out there. So when it comes to homeowners, renters, condo insurance, there's so many options out there. Don't do it on your own. At Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making all these confusing options crystal clear. Fully licensed team, they're going to help you every step of the way. Call them today. Get a quote. 954-589-2204. BruntInsurance.com. Whew. All right. Man, I'm glad. You know, tonight, I'm taking my son. We're going to go to Inter Miami. We're going to watch Messi. It's going to be a relaxing experience compared to last night. I mean, I couldn't fall asleep afterward. I'm sure you guys are in the same boat. So riled up. I mean, you saw the pictures I put out, right? Me and my son Jordan in the Sirius room. The before picture, the after picture. Oh my God, we were so happy. We're hugging. It's so good. Watching sports, enjoying sports as a family with your kids, it really is the best. So I told you after the game, I switch over to, I put the NBA on the big TV. And I'm rooting hard for the Wolves. Hard. Actually, I think the NBA ended right before it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the NBA ended before. Could it have? Because the NBA started at 8:30. I don't know. Anyway, the NBA game ended. I was rooting hard for the Wolves because tomorrow I'll now get off the air with Amber at 8 o'clock, short hour show, and I'll be dialed in 100% to the Panther game. But now, see, first of all, the Eastern Finals were a sweep, and the Western Finals were almost a sweep last night. Let's be honest. These conference finals have actually been terrific. I mean, it's not the Stanley Cup playoffs, but the Celtics-Pacers, history will not look back fondly on that. You'll see that the Celtics swept, but games 1, 3, and 4 were fantastic games. And now in the Western playoffs, in the Western finals, it's been extended and it's getting super interesting, but all four of these games, right, have been really great games. These are two very good series, even though they could still both end up being very short series. But here's the thing. So what are we like? 0-155, I think it is at this point, of teams in the NBA that are down 3-0. It's never happened in the NBA. I think it's happened 4 times, maybe in the National Hockey League. It's happened once in Major League Baseball. Everybody knows that. The 2004 Boston Red Sox against the Yankees. And it's never happened in the NBA. Now, we are at a time in the NBA, really for the first time in history, where parity seems to be a thing. So you would think maybe one day it actually could happen in the NBA. But here's what's interesting about this opportunity. When a team is down 3-0, a major reason, well, there are a couple reasons why they don't come back. Number one, they're down 3-0 because the other team is a lot better. But also, they're down 3-0 because the other team is better than them, so they had home court advantage. They won their first 2 games. Then they won game 3 in your building. So you have to not only win 4 in a row against a team that's better than you, but even if you were to survive and win game 4 on your home floor, you then still have to win a road game 5 and then also eventually a road game 7. It's really not possible. This situation could be different. And if it's ever going to happen where a team comes back from 0-3, it would be like this, where it's the team that has home court advantage. Because now, the Wolves, they come back home, where you would think, okay, they can win a home game. Especially, do you believe they're going to go 0-3 at home? I mean, you know, same thing happened, right? Last round against the Nuggets, where they ended up losing games 3 and 4 at home, the Wolves did. And then you go to game 6 where Denver has a chance to close out at Minnesota. Do you really think the Wolves are going to lose 3 in a row at home? And they did not. They won that game. So same thing here. The Wolves have home court advantage. So down 3-1, for them to come all the way back, they have to win a game 5 at home, which, yeah, totally possible. And they get game 7 in their building. So down 3-1, 2 out of 3 are in their building. So if a team is ever going to come back down 0-3, this is the scenario where A, it's the higher seeded team, the Wolves, and B, as a result, they have 2 out of 3 at home the rest of the way. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think Luka Doncic allows that. He's the best player on the floor. But this series has gotten interesting now. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm pointing out. All right, let's get after it here. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all of the big deals on our favorite sports gear. You know I'm talking about Caneswear. Caneswear and Davey, that's right. Caneswear is the spot Miami fan shop. Everyone knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear, but did you know they carry the best selection for all of your favorite South Florida pro teams? That's right. Whether you're looking for men, women's, kids, hats, t-shirts, whatever you're looking for, Dolphins, Panthers, you want to pick up some new Panther gear before game 6 at Amerant Bank Arena? I'm sending you to Caneswear and Davey, 2655 South University Drive, or go online at caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fan shop where we get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So how about this? Udonis Haslem, he's been terrific on ESPN. So UD was on Get Up again this morning as an analyst in studio. And here, they're talking about LeBron James. Where should his next destination be? Things get a little bit tricky for UD. Give it a listen.
Lakers aren't the best place. If there's a place that seems to be an easier road to the finals, what team could you see him? And if you say Miami, you are disqualified.
I was going to write it. I was going to say it. I was going to write it for you.
And it would be Miami.
Okay, yes. No, I knew what it was going to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready to get pretty small?
Well, I got it, for purposes
be discreet.
Yeah, you know, and obviously for purposes. I still work with the Miami.
Oh, I see. So that would be tampering. Oh, I understood. Okay, forget I said that.
Oh.
I don't know. You've been so good. Yeah, I'll be smart. Last 3 days.
I'll be sharp.
I cannot get Udonis in trouble. Let the record show. He did not say that out loud under any circumstances, no matter how hard I tried to push him. Windy.
I'm going big deal, and here's why this is a big deal, okay? And UD mentions this. UD is a member of the Heat's front office, so he's got to be really careful there. What he says, that could be tampering. I mean, I'm sure the Heat would want to bring back LeBron. You wouldn't want to have that complicated by UD going out there and you know, saying something that gets the team in trouble. But also, this is a tricky situation because the team believes in one voice. Throughout the season, it's Eric Spoelstra. Riley talks one time, and that's after the season ends. But other guys like Alonzo Mourning, Shane Battier, and in this case, Udonis Haslem, they don't have the authority to talk about the team. And that's why Udonis Haslem recently, when he spoke about When he was on ESPN, they were asking about Tyler Herro moving forward. I think he should be sixth man. It's a good role for him. The team likely didn't like that. So I'm sure they spoke to him about it. And UD, you can see there, he was being really careful. It's a very interesting situation that he finds himself in now doing media. So I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So yesterday, all kinds of reaction across Major League Baseball. Angel Hernandez, all-time worst umpire, retired. Usually someone retires, somebody has at least one positive thing to say. You didn't hear anything positive to say. This guy was the drizzling shits. Here's Ozzie Guillen, former Marlins manager, former White Sox manager, World Series champion in 2005. Here he is yesterday talking about his experiences with Angel Hernandez.
What were you saying to him?
Oh, my God. I took two hands. Spanish a little bit over there, too. Okay. You know what? One day, Angel was so bad in Oakland. That happened in Oakland. I called timeout.
Yeah.
And I put my hands up to call timeout. And he'd say, I called somebody at the bullpen. You know, bullpen behind time. I called the operator. He's in first base. I go time. And the manager come out. Art Howe. Come out. He called somebody at the bullpen. I look. Angel, I just come time out. All of a sudden, they had the big meeting and stuff. I said, Angel, I just went like this. I got to go to the thing. Look at the bullpen. It's all the way back there. And he's like, that day, I said, are you drunk?
Yeah, that's like Aaron Boone. He threw him out of the game.
Angel, are you drunk? Are you drunk? Tell me you're drunk. No. Bad answer, because you're really behind the plate. Like you've been all night long drinking because you don't have no clue what you're doing.
I'm going big deal. Any type of criticism, any stories I could hear about Angel Hernandez, I can't get enough of it. Boy, he was so fucking bad. All right, big deal or not a big deal, got one more for you here. How about Kendrick Perkins? This is Kendrick Perkins yesterday on I don't know, First Take, whatever, on one of the shows. And he is just piling on to Rudy Gobert.
I have the biggest regret in my media career. And Molly, I'm retired. UD, Shannon, from voting for individual awards, regular season awards, because I have done a disservice in my using my voting rights. Me voting this season for Rudy Gobert, okay, is an embarrassment for me, for Defensive Player of the Year. He's the first player that we see every single time in the postseason that becomes a defensive liability. Don't come give me these analytics. Don't come giving me these plus-minus stats, because that's the most overrated stat in the NBA. When I look at Rudy, he has tarnished the Defensive Player of the Year award. He has. He's not respected by his peers. We saw what happened to him in the Denver series. He couldn't even guard the person at his position. Carl Anthony Towns did a better job at that. What is he doing right now? When you look at this series right now, do you understand, do we realize that Rudy has 3 blocks in 3 games? He's averaging 1 block per game at 7-3. Unacceptable to say he's a four-time Defensive Player of the Year.
All right, I'm going not a big deal because, look, I think Gobert is a stiff. Obviously, he's great around the rim. He's terrible away from the basket. One-on-one, he is not a good defender. I think he's as overrated as it gets. But Kendrick Perkins, you're a little bit too self-important in this spot. It's not like you're the only one who voted Rudy Gobert. You don't need to be embarrassed. You don't need to have your vote taken away. You don't need to abstain. You don't need to retire from voting, all right? And by the way, the whole he only has 1 shot block a game, or he has 3 block shots going into Game 4 yesterday in the series, that's not an indicator on how you are as a defender. Like, Bam Adebayo, who, by the way, Rudy Gobert cannot hold Bam Adebayo's jock when it comes to defense. Bam Adebayo's not a big shot blocker. You don't think Bam Adebayo's a good defender? I mean, you're altering shots. You're forcing guys to not take shots around the basket. You're not getting blocked shots for that. But you're playing great defense. So, hey, Kendrick, I think it sounds a little bit silly there. So I'm going not a big deal. And that right there is another addition. A big deal or not a big deal. Yes! What a day! All right, I got to spend the rest of my afternoon trying to find a parking pass for Inter Miami tonight. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. It's true. I got to find a parking pass for tonight. We're going to see Messi. You know, I'm an inaugural season ticket holder for Inter Miami. So, gonna have a relaxing night tonight watching a little bit of the football. See if Inter Miami can keep atop the the Eastern Conference table. You know, for those who aren't initiated, tables like standings in soccer. I want to make sure we're an inclusive show, all right? Sometimes I get very caught up in my soccer lingo. I don't want anyone to feel left out. All right. Hey, thanks you guys behind the scenes. You always put together a great show. I appreciate you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.